This is WLRN News. I'm Sammy Mack. It's been a year since the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Anniversaries can be particularly hard on survivors of trauma. To learn about how this is affecting the mental health of the MSD community, I spoke with Luna Medina Wolf. She's a counselor and incoming president of Professionals United for Parkland. The group got started a year ago. Now it includes more than 300 licensed mental health workers who provide pro bono trauma therapy. The group has also offered a series of trauma workshops to make sure therapists are prepared to care for survivors. It's been a year since the shooting. What does this mean for the survivors?
It means that a lot of the symptoms that they experienced after the shooting itself are resurfacing. A lot of people who didn't go to therapy all of a sudden realize that, oh my God, I am feeling something, when they felt like they were numb, because that's part of trauma symptoms as well. Even people who went through therapeutic services and felt they were in a good place may re-experience a lot of the symptoms, and that's very normal to feel that way.
Clinically speaking, who is a survivor?
Anybody who feels symptoms related to this can be a survivor of this. Of course, the people in the building are the most affected. People in the community of Parkland, teenagers, parents, teachers. My daughter goes to school in Parkland, but I live in Cochrane Creek, which is adjacent to Parkland. Just as a parent, as a person, I've experienced some trauma myself with that I had to process myself. So I've spoken to kids from Fort Lauderdale who were supposed to be on the competition for the band that was supposed to happen a day after. They were highly traumatized after this happened.
For people who are part of this community, who might be family or friends, what helps? What can you do to help right now?
The best thing people can do to help is just ask, how can I help? Instead of tippy-toeing around it, that's something that survivors talk about a lot. They can hear the people uncomfortable versus just coming to them and say, hey, is there anything I can do to help? That makes them feel way better from what I've heard from the people I've been working with.
What are some of the things, even though they might be well-intentioned, might do more harm than good? What hurts?
From research and some things that I've seen with my clients as well, doing events in the name of somebody who died or in the name of the school without verifying with the school or with the family of the person who died has been really damaging to people, because they feel like, you forgot about my child and what they would have wanted.
How has this event changed the landscape for mental health providers in this area?
More people are trained to treat trauma, for sure, especially the past, I would say, 6 months. So I'm hoping now that we have more people, there's going to be even more available resources. But then we run into the issue of people being able to pay for this.
If you do have insurance that covers this, what does it cost?
Depending on your plan, it can go anywhere from no copay at all to $50-$60 copay, or if you have a deductible, you have to pay till you meet your deductible.
If you don't have insurance, what does it cost?
Providers in the area charge about between, I would say, $125 to $225 an hour. Some people offer sliding scales, some others don't. The people from Professionals United for Parkland, they would normally at least offer the 5 sessions for free to people to start them off. I encourage everybody who feels that in some degree this affected them to talk to somebody, see for sure that they're really not experiencing symptoms of their trauma. It's much harder to treat trauma once a year passes, and the more year pass, it's harder to treat it.
It sounds like the expression, time heals all wounds, is incorrect here.
Kinda, yeah. Even if you're resilient and you feel like, oh, I've got this, I'm much better now, the fact that you are resilient and you're able to cope with what happened does not mean that your brain didn't store information subconsciously in a way that one day it's going to catch up to you. But what's good is that there's treatment out there that will be able to take care of it.
What do you want people in the community to know?
Even if it's difficult to get a provider, everything I mentioned here does not mean that we can't find a provider. People need to find somebody to talk to, especially around the anniversary, if they feel like, am I going crazy? It means that they need to go and talk to somebody to just know that they're not alone and we're here to help.
That was Luna Medina Wolf of Professionals United for Parkland. You can find a list of free mental health resources at WLRN.org. I'm Sammy Mack. This is WLRN News.